It's us. We say, we trust God. I trust God for anything. But we're holding on like crazy. Got that parachute ready just in case he doesn't come through. But trust is a complete reliance, not on your ability or character, but being reliant on God's ability to be trustworthy. Therefore, he is worthy of trust. Because his character is that he is trustworthy. So when I trust God, I'm trusting the fact that he will follow through with whatever he says he will. In our relationships, we must develop those relationships of trust and trustworthiness. And those are best discovered in times of trials and testings. We really begin to see how trustworthy we are with one another. Trusting God is not simply a cliche, but it is practiced when we are left with no other choices, but to have to trust, rely on his ability to be trustworthy. Fear is what opposes trust. Fear is the enemy of trust. When our thoughts, our attitudes, our actions are fueled by fear, instead of trust, we remain bound by the statement, "Lo kya bolenge." Come on. How many times have you heard that? Not good to do this, guys. You know, you got to be careful what people are going to think about you. You can't wear this such a short skirt. What will people say? You can't wear this such a low blouse. You can't wear this such a high blouse. You can't wear this too much gel in your hair. Who cares what the outside is like? God's interested on the inside of you. And if your outside is a perception of what you want other people to accept you as and the real you is something else, what are you living? Come on.
A lie.
Trials. James chapter 5 says, consider this really carefully. Consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. Not one side, from every side. When you are facing challenges on every nook and corner of your life, financially, career, home, marriage, everything. When we choose to live an authentic life, know this, that there are no shortcuts or compromise. The cross from which flows the grace of God is your source of life and power. And we've got to cling even more closer to what Jesus did for us on the cross. The Bible says that he endured the cross considering it shame. He endured it because he knew the outcome was going to be good. Everybody say, trials are good when I hold on to the cross of Christ. When I try and find a place of compromise, when I try and find a shortcut away from having to pay the price, because log kya bolenge, yaar, aisa mat karo yaar. Come on. I've heard it often said, don't drink milk under a toddy tree. You've heard that phrase? Yeah. Let me demystify that. If you're drinking toddy under a toddy tree, that's your problem. But if I'm drinking milk under a toddy tree and you think I'm drinking toddy, that's your problem. You get it? Hello? If I'm getting some shade under a toddy tree, I'm going to stand there. And I'm drinking milk, and I know I'm drinking milk. What you think about what I'm drinking is not my problem. Hello? Log kya bolenge? Let's find a mango tree. The only tree I've got is a toddy tree. I'm staying under it because I'm going to get some shade. And if you think I'm drinking whatever it is, I don't care. We cannot live our lives based on how people perceive what we are doing. You getting this? Just be real. It is so liberating to be real. It is so liberating to talk to people who come and say, you know what, I'm struggling with life. I mean, these things are going well, but these things are not. And then you meet the other guys that come to you and say, everything is so good, it's so fine. And then all of a sudden you discover that their lives are falling apart and you ask them, how's everything going? It's good, man, it's good. It's good. Why? Because I want to present to you something that I believe you want to see. I'm not confident in who I am in me. Come on, we've got to learn to be confident in who we are, our status, our bank balance, our career, our color of our skin, the color of our hair, more importantly, who we are on the inside. We've got to be confident in that. Toughen up and endure the trials that will come your way. That's all I can say. Pain-free living is like living your life on dope. It is. Because we get so inebriated, we can't feel anything around us. And for a moment, that becomes a reality that is unreal. My mom used to say, there's no gain without pain. Ooh, I hated hearing that. Especially when the wooden stick was on my derriere. But that's another story. Triumphs. Through the trials comes the triumph. This is good. When we push through, when we don't settle for shortcuts, when we don't live our lives, you know, being shaped and molded by what everybody else thinks about us, when we can just be who we are, when we can be confident in who God has created me to be, and you can show off your good stuff and your bad stuff with the confidence of knowing that God loves you just the way you are. Somebody said to me, the churches are full of hypocrites. I said, that's where they should be, because God's still working on them. You with me? So what if it's full of hypocrites? That's the best place for them. Let's close with this. Matthew chapter 21 and verse 12. It says, yes, and if you embrace this kingdom life and don't doubt God, you'll not only do minor feats like I did to the fig tree when Jesus spoke to the fig tree and it died, but also triumph over huge obstacles. 1 Peter 6 verse 7 says, pure gold is put in the fire. Pure gold put in the fire comes out of it proved pure. Genuine faith put through this suffering comes out proved and genuine. When Jesus wraps this all up, it's your faith, not your gold, that God will have on display as evidence of His victory in your life. God's kingdom is a matter of what you isn't a mat. Let me say that again. God's kingdom isn't a matter of what you put in your stomach, for goodness sake. It's what God does with your life as He sets it right, puts it together, and completes it with joy. Your task is to be single-minded, to build your life on the truth, to trust God no matter how difficult the circumstances, and never give up trusting people. We can never let go of trust in our relationships with one another. Just like God never stops trusting us, we can never stop trusting people. We might become wiser, but we must never stop trusting people. Trials will come, but we've got to stand strong. And we will always experience the triumph of God's work and word in our lives when we don't live our lives log kya bolenge. Let's pray.